How's your garden doing, Earl?
Not good. Nothing's coming up.
What seeds did you plant?
Seeds? Was I supposed to plant seeds?
Things don't just happen. It gets done on purpose. Growing in Christ takes discipline and habit. Get off your butt and do it. Go to the Speaking Deacons Essentials list only at thespeakingdeacon.com. Speakingdeacon.com.
Let's pick up in midstream with the second part of this provoking message. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.
So, now here's the kicker. This person and the people like this, they're pushing a morality, and here it is. What's the highest morality they're pushing? You know, use whatever words you want, live and let live, whatever. So, right, don't step on, yeah, mind your own business. Like, who said, according to them, what makes this the law we should obey? What makes this the right thing? As a matter of fact, I would argue from Scripture that's completely evil and wrong. We are not supposed to mind our business. That's what fellowship is. It's not minding our business. And we're supposed to work together. As a matter of fact, the Scripture says we're supposed to confess our sins one another. Awkward, right? Not like it's all a big secret anyway. I'll edit that from the recording. All right, so there it is. When you unpack it in Scripture, first thing you find is freedom, and then you've got this pseudo-law here that doesn't exist in the Scripture at all. But do you understand this person is pushing their values on you? Why can't we do it? It's politically incorrect if it smells like Jesus, but it's okay if it smells like the devil in hell. So let's move on. So let's unpack some Bible. The devil has some strategies here. The devil has some strategies, but first Paul mentions this. Paul mentions about the people we deal with. And if you remember, I know I can certainly say this for me, when my 20s and before that, before the Scripture, I started to unpack the Scripture and understand its practicalness, its reality. This was me. And it says in Ephesians 4, 17 through 19, Paul says, "So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality as to indulge of every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more." These are lost people. This is describing a lost person's heart. When you come into the room and you start living for Christ and you say, and you ever notice, I know for me, I'm sensitive that when I speak and it's wrong, I'm aware of when I start speaking my morals, even in a sentence, because I know how the lost is going to interpret it. It could lead to a discussion or a fight or a disagreement or someone saying I'm judgmental and it makes me scared. I shouldn't be, because I'm just turning the flashlight on and I'm coming into a room and they don't understand. They don't understand. There's some posters at the mall that show some animal, and it says, "Speak up for those who can't speak for themselves." And I'm like, what? First of all, that should be an unborn baby if it's anything. But second of all, I'm going to eat that animal, whether it speaks or not. It's going to be on my dinner table if I can help it. Right? And I'll pay $30 and go to Outback Steakhouse and enjoy some of that animal that can't speak for itself. But you see what I'm saying? The morality's wrong. The compass is wrong. And in their darkened understanding, you know, if I was to say, that was a politically incorrect term I just said. And people, when they hear this, by the way, speakingdeacon.com, you can download all the podcasts and hear it at your convenience. But, so if people hear that, they'd be offended. Animals! And animals is what they worship and protect the animals. And obviously you want to be good stewards to animals, and they're fun to have. Pets are nice and such. but they're also tasty. And we can't forget that. No, all right, so let's move on. First of all, this is a spiritual battle that we're up against. How do we talk to the lost? How do we let them know Jesus loves them despite how sinful they are? Well, because we're sinful. But here's the reality. Here's what's going on. Our battle is against spiritual forces of evil in Pawpaw Land. Sometimes, not all the time, who's here and who's not here, who makes it to an event, who doesn't make it to an event, is all because of this. The best way to beat an American Christian is just simply make it inconvenient. And the American Christian will fall over and, woe is me, I've been inconvenienced. You know, no one's put a gun to our head. No one's threatened to kill us for serving the Lord. But just, you know, make our schedule. Make our schedule too busy for the Lord. Oh, I'm sacrificing for the Lord. My schedule is busy. You know, that's pretty weak on my part. That's pretty bad. Pretty weak. But our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. One event happened here that totally made me mad was 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago, during Good Friday, we showed the Jesus movie, The Passion of the Christ. And the Wednesday before, we had prayer meetings, and we prayed hard that particular Wednesday. We prayed hard that people would come to it. It was an outreach event. We, you know, we changed church into a movie theater, and we were ready to go. And even during the DVD, the movie, there's this, because it's subtitled, the movie froze. It was a technical glitch. And the glitch said, who do you think you are? And it froze there. And I'm thinking, could that be a coincidence or someone trying to tick us off? Trying to say, this town belongs to the devil. What does this little tiny church full of a few people think they're going to do to beat the devil who owns this town? And that's totally what it was. And that made me so mad because I'm like, God, how could you even let the devil touch our DVD player? Come on, didn't we pray for victory? Where was the victory? Matter of fact, no one came out. Why? Because our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and powers of this dark world. There's a lot of stuff happening in this town. There is family generation after family generation of sin. These people have no idea there's another way to live. There are some townhouses, if you know what I'm talking about. These people are desperately lost in sin. And I saw just the other week, I was walking with my son, and we looked over there, and a guy and a girl, they were screaming, ah, 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 and the girl just went, bam, and smacked the guy in the head, and he falls back, you know, and of course it's 40 degrees, he's got no shirt on, and he goes over to a telephone pole and he starts just kicking it, just smashing it, and you know, just absolute insanity was going on right a block away from where I live. It's sad. These people don't know Christ. They have no hope. And if their life is this hard now, what happens when they stand before God and God says, depart from me, I never knew you, and then they get cast into hell? Doesn't that suck as an existence for someone? And that's us. That's our humankind. That's people. Don't we care what happens to them? Let's move on. So here's how the enemy works. The devil. First, he's got these pesky little false prophets. I had the opportunity to pick on Joel Osteen when some girl says, I'm trying to, you know, get growing in the Lord again, and I've been listening to Joel Osteen. Said, watch out for him. He's a freak. And I don't mind saying that because he is. He doesn't know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life until that man can go on public television and say that he knows that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. He's got nothing to say to me. Because that's an easy one. Where does he even think of pulling out of the Bible? Oh, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. Dude, you can't even understand what Jesus is saying. There's no way you know what a blessing is. He needs Jesus. Pray for him. But such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. I use this trick all the time. The kids and I, last week, we lost a pet. Krog, our crayfish dog, died. And now Krog was a cool crayfish because when you would feed him, he would know, and he would come to the edge of the thing waiting for the food. He was cool. That's why we named him Krog. So anyway, the way you catch a crayfish, and I might have said this before, is you get a cup in one hand and you put it behind the crayfish. Then you take your hand and you move it towards the crayfish, and the crayfish sees your hand and it's like, I gotta get out of here! And they got a big tail and they boop, they flip their tail and they go backwards really fast. So you go whoop, boop, and they go right in the cup and you pick them right up, just like that. Now that's what the devil does, especially during Halloween. We all go watch our horror movies, Paranormal 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we go watch American Idol. We think the devil looks like some booah. Well, all the time we go, we worship him and we love him, the devil, because he looks really pretty and he looks really nice. And so that's the devil we'll take, but we don't want the scary devil. We want the pretty devil. And he provides. He totally provides. And there are so many things, you know, that become an idol, that are an angel of light. There's so many false prophets who are sincerely good. I think of Oprah. She's a nice lady. She doesn't know Jesus. When anyone can deny Jesus publicly, they don't know Jesus. That's not rocket science. That's reality. So it's not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. And that's 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15.
There's some food for thought. Please visit thespeakingdeacon.com and get connected to the growing number of social media Christians. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.